We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. We are starting 16 lines from the top. The first words on the line is Ishto Shel Korach. Right after that, we're continuing the story of Korach and the Adas Korach. So it says in the pasuk that Vayekumu Lefnei Moshe Va'anoshim Bnei Yisrael Chamishim U'Mesoyim. It says they stood up to Moshe and 250, and says in the pasuk Nasi Eda Kriyei Moed Anshei Shem, which doesn't say in our Gemara. The end of the pasuk, which says Vayekumu Lefnei Moshe Va'anoshim Bnei Yisrael Chamishim U'Mesoyim Nasi Eda Kriyei Moed Anshei Shem. So Gemara says Nasi Eda means Miyachadim Shebe Eda. This is like cream of the crop. There were Choshava Tamid Echam who joined in together with Korach. What's Pshat in the Lashon Kri? That's a Siyah Eda. What's Kriya Mayed? Kriya Mayed refers to Siyah Yoidim La Avra Shana Kvaya Chadashim. They were big Tamid Echam. They knew how to do Iba Hashana and to be Kvaya Chadashim. That's Kriya Mayed, also in calling a Yontif. Anche Shem was mean Shayolem Shem Chayim. Everyone knew about them. They were very famous people. That's who these 250, which Rashi calls in Chumash, Rashi Sanhedrin, they came along with Korach. So it says that Korach, Moshe heard what's going on, but Yishma Moshe Vipa Aponov, he was very upset about this machlaikis. And what's the Gemara, there's another remnant here, what Yishma Moshe means, Mashmu Shama, what did he hear them saying? Amar Rav Shmuel Ban Achmeni, Amar Yerinson, Shechashdu Moshe Sish, they were Choshed Moshe for Moshe Sish. Shenema, like it says, a posik in Tehillim, by Kanu Moshe Bamachana, which means everyone warned their wives not to seclude themselves with Moshe because they were choshe Moshe and Shinem as in the pasuk. Moshe, you got his oil, but yotzav chutzamachna. Moshe took his oil and put a chutzamachna. Rashi says yotzav chutzamachna, so he took it out of the machna, so no one should be choshe anymore. And what's pshat? They were choshe Moshe. What's the episode? Choshe Moshe makes no sense. Choshe Moshe for Eishesish at the Mekana. Everyone had to mekana the wife, not to seclude himself from Moshe, Akina Estira. So it says in the Marsha that like this, that the taina was, Voyotzani Adar Oimrim, she efshir lilud isha lefrifresh min isha. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was parish from his isha, so it's impossible. And when Darsha came in a chsiv, kanu l'moshe b'machne, the mashma calls man shahayi b'machne, kanu l'shem, ad not to all loy mechutz l'machne, v'zeo v'yipa upon of machmas kisufa. He fell on his face, machmas embarrassment. Rashi Chumash says v'yipa upon of means because there was already the sirchan ravi, there was already the eagle, there was already the mesoinim, there was already the meraglim, and now this is the fourth sirchan, so he fell on his face. But here Gemara is dashing, but Yishma Moshe, he heard what they were saying about him, v'yipa upon of means a loshen of kisufa. It says Vaiter in the Pasuk, in the Psukim in Parashas Korach, Vayoka Moshe Vayelech Adosan Vaviram, Moshe went to Dosan Vaviram to try to make Shalom, even though Dosan Vaviram and Korach didn't want to start up with him, but he went ahead and tried to make Shalom. Arma Shlokas Makan, Shem Achzikim Machlaikis. See from here that you try even against your cover, the Grash says, Shemachal Akavoidoivu Atzmei Halachavat Machlaikis. You try to get out of Machlaikis any way you could, even you're right, and even though you're right, you're going to go emachzik machlekes. The Omar Rav called machzik machlekes over love. Anyone's machlekes over love should never lo yik a koyach b'chadosoi. Should not be like koyach b'chadosoi, and therefore you should not be machzik machlekes. Rav Ashi Omar royulu itzdara ksiv hocha b'yad Moshe loy. It says over here by the pasuk b'lo yik a koyach b'chadosoi kashadiba Hashem b'yad Moshe loy. And there you got Saras, so you see that there's a hekish loy, v'yamash loy, and v'yamash loy, that it teaches us that whatever starts up with the kahuno, with Moshe Rabbeinu, will be royu to get Saras. Om Rav Yosi, call a chalik on Malchus based David. Anyone who's mechalik on the appointment of Malchus based David, Royal Akisha Nachash, he's royal that a snake should bite him. Tziv Hacha says over here, it says in the Pasuk by David HaMelech, that his son Adoniyo was married by Malchus at the end of David's life. He didn't want Shlomo HaMelech to be the next king. And he started acting royally at that time, at the end of David HaMelech's life. Tziv Hacha by Yizbach Adoniyo, Tzoyin Uvako Marim, Evan Azachelas. The Ksiv Hashem says there in the Pasuk, I'm in Chamas Zeich Leofer, I see a Zeich Leoshen of snakes. So you see how the Shaykh has two things. Omrav Chista. Anyone is chalik on his Rebbe is kilu is chalik ashkina. Shnem is in the pasuk. This is also regarding Korach. It says of Nei Aliyah Numiyah v'dasan avirim. Who dasan avirim? Kriyei da'ashahitzu al Moshe v'al Aryeh by das Korach by toisam al Hashem. So you see, the Lashon Vatzoyis Ma'al Hashem is Kechelek Al Hashchina. Omer Chama Barav Hashchina, Kola Oysa Mariva Im Raboi, Ke Oysa Im Hashchina. It's like he's fighting with the Hashchina itself. Shnema, Heim Meim Mariva Hashrov Bnei Yisrael Es Hashem. So you see that someone who fights with his Rebbe, it's Gili fights with Hashem. Omer Kerev Papa Kol Mishrama Rabbi, anyone complains against his Rebbe, Ki Ilu Mishrama Hashchina. Gili is complaining against Hashchina. Shnema says in the Pasuk, Loi Aleinu Tlu Yaseichem, Ki Yimel Hashem. Again, you find the same idea that someone who's Chaylik al Rabbi is Ki Ilu Chaylik al Hashchina itself. Omer Avo, Kol Mahara Racha Rabbi, Ki Hilu Mahara Acha Hashchina. Anyone who's Mahara Racha Rabbi, who questions his Rebbe, Ki'ilu Mahara Chashchina. Shnam is in the Pasuk, Vayidaba Ha'om Belikim Uva Moshe. Puts it together, Likim and Moshe. It says in the Pasuk, Osher Shomo Lebail of the Ra Osai. It says in this Pasuk, that it's Pasuk in Kehelas, that sometimes the Osher is Shomo Lebail of his detriment, for make it bad for him. Who's referring to? Marsh Lakish, the Osher Shal Kairach. This is the wealth of Kairach, which caused him to want even more covet, and he wanted also to be the leader. It says in the Pasuk, Veskola Yukum Hashem Raglehem, it says in the Pasuk that that Hashem destroyed, it says, Ashad Osso, Dosma, Aviram, Ne, Lov, Ne, Ruv, Ashad Potsa, Ors, Pia, Vativ, Lehem, Vespotheim, Vesolehem, Veskola Yukum Hashem Raglehem, Bekarav Kol Yisho, Veskola Yukum is referring to, Veskola Yukum Hashem Raglehem, Amar Lozem, Menishal Adam. Kol Yukum, the thing that stands him up, means his mumming. That when everything got swallowed up in the ground, including all the possessions, also got swallowed up in the ground. Om Rav Elazar, Moynish Adam Shamid Al Raglov. Om Rav Levi, about the wealth of Kairach, how big was it? Om Rav Levi, Masu Gimel Meis Predus Levonos Hoyim Avtechos Shabes Melvus Al Kairach. That there were 300 mules carrying the keys, just the keys of Kairach's treasure houses. And you think maybe you needed 300 chamayrim because they're very heavy keys. They were not. The kulu aklidi v'kil for the glidi. They were all made out of leather, these keys and pouches, and they weren't even so heavy. And still, you need 300 predos, 300 mules to carry them. That's how rich he was. That's how many treasures he had. Omer Chaim Baruch Nina, give him matmoni yos, hitman Yosef from Mitzrayim. Yosef, he collected a lot of money when there was hunger in the days of Mitzrayim. He collected a lot of money, basically all the money in the whole world he collected. What do you do with it? So he made three different hiding places. Achas Neskal Sol Kairach, one of them Kairach got, that's one of the treasures. Achas Gal Sol Atini Yos Ben Sriyos, a different one was Atini Yos, who was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's friend. He also, is king of Rome, he had one of those treasures. V'achas gonzol tzadikim oslovi. The other one is put away for tzadikim oslovi. Rav Rabbi Yechanan. Kairach, how did Kairach die? Was he from the Beluim or from the Srufim? We know in the parasha of Kairach that the fire came out and killed the 250 Rosh Hashanah. They were trying to bring the Kotiris. It also says that everything swallowed up, Kairach v'adasa and dasa v'aviram. What about Kairach himself? Was he from the Beluim or from the Srufim, or neither? So Rabbi Yechon says, Kairach loy min ha-Beluim loy min ha-Srufim. He wasn't from either one. And how did he die? Rashi says he died from Magefa. How do we know? Because if you look at the Pesukim, it doesn't say exactly what happened to Kairach. It says, it says in the Pasuk that v'tiftach ha'aretz es pia, v'tiv lo oisom, v'es bateyem, v'es kol ha'odom asher l'kairach, v'es kol ha'rechosh. Don't say kairach, it's kol ha'odom asher l'kairach, l'kairach himself. It's mashma, only kairach's entourage, not kairach himself. V'lo yimun asrufim, d'chsiv, v'achol eish es hachmishim v'sayim ish, v'lo yi kairach. The Pasuk says, it says the Eish ate the Chamishim Masayim. It doesn't say Kairach. Well, Kairach. So therefore, he wasn't from either one. He died in Magefa. That's according to Rabbi Yechanan. Masdid Tana in the Bryce says punk vakeret that he was from both. Masdid Tana Kairach mina Sufim umina Blum mina Blum dechsev vativ lo oisam veez Kairach. There's another pasuk that says that this pasuk is not in Parashas Kairach, it's Parashas Pinchas, which we read before. It says, "Vatiftach aretz es pia, vativlo oisam ve'es Kairach." So there it says clearly, Kairach was swallowed up. You can read it also to the end of the pasuk also, "Vatiftach aretz es pia, some period. Ve'eskarach mois eida. You can read it that way also. But we're reading it here. Ve'tiftach aretz espia ve'tivla oisam ve'eskarach. So you see, he was swallowed up. And min hasrufim d'chsiv ve'eish yotzom eish Hashem te'chas chmishim oisam ish ve'karach ve'adai. Why? Because it says the 250 people who were makrivi akatiris, that's the loss of eish yotzom eish Hashem te'chas chmishim oisam ish makrivi akatiris. And we know that Karach and Aaron also makrivi akatiris. So Karach was also got killed in the 250 people. Now, how is it possible to be from the Srufim and the Beluim? What does it mean? He's on both. Zog Rashi, on left side, on top, left side. She nisif on his shmasa, v'guf kayim, v'achakach. First of all, Shem got burnt, he died, but his guf was kayim, v'achan his galgal, ad moko, my Beluim, v'nivla, got swallowed up. So we have one man the Yama that he died in my gefa. The other man the Yama says he was on both, Beluim and the Srufim. Zog the Gemara, right? Omer Rava. Ma'id chsiv, what's wrong with this pasuk? Shemesh, the pasuk says, Shemesh Yoreach Omad Zvula, La'orchi Tzecha Yalechu, L'noiga Brach HaNisecha. So the Widarish pasuk like this, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Korach started off Moshe Rabbeinu, so Melamed, Sha'olu Shemesh Yoreach Zvul. So Shemesh Yoreach went up to the sky called Zvul. In the heavens called Zvul. This is where the Mokum HaShechina was. And Omer Lefano, Rabbeinu Shalom, Ata Oysa Din Leben Amram, if you do Din Leben Amram, Neitze, if, which means you stick up, you protect Ben Amram from Korach, will go out and will shine. The sun will shine, and by day, the moon will shine by night. Vim lav, loy neitze, we're not going out. Atche zarek ben chitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to throw chitzim at them. Amalem, and he said to them, b'kvoidi le mechisim, when someone bows down to you, you go out, no problem. B'kav vas v'dam mechisim, and you may be meicha for the cover of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's Pshat the Pasuk says, l'or chitzach yaleichu. And we darshan, it even happens today as well. So the Gemara, today, even today, they don't go out until Hashem sends arrows at them. So one of Shatam Rashi is, because now they heard that they're not supposed to be cover of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so now they don't want to go out. The cover of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now the only way they go out, Hashem forces them to go out every day. Hashem forces them to go out and shine. Doros Rava, it says in the Pasuk, regarding Korach, that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, told Klai Yisrael, I'm going to prove to you that what Hashem told me to do, the Melech, my brothers, the Kohen Gadol, and all those things that I said was from Hashem, what's the Raya? The Raya is that the ground will open up and they'll be swallowed up. And he said like this, V'im Briya Yivra Hashem, U'fasa Adam Aspia, U'vala Yisrael, Eskal Shalem, V'yer Duchayim Shoel, V'yidatem, Ki Niyatsu Ha'anashem Eilas Hashem. We know they're starting up with Hashem. So what's the double lashon in Briya Yivra? So we dash like this, Imbriya Gehenna Mutav. If it's already created this hole and this Gehenna Mutav, Mlav, Yivra Hashem, Hashem created. Break the Malamai. How could it be? Hashem can't create anything now. Hashem created the world in a way that it's created already. Hashem's not going to make new creations. So how can Hashem make a new creation? Ella, the Kroiv Pischa, the Gehenna is there. It's on the ground, it's there. If they move the hole to the opening to Gehenna, that's not called Chadash. It says in the Pasuk, also in Parashas Pinchas, it says, "Vnei Korach loy meisu, Tana Mishum Rabbeinu Amru Mokum Es Baslam Behenim." A higher place was a little ledge came out in Gehenim, and Vayesh Vlov they sat on it. Vamru Shira, and they say Shira. That's shouting the Girsus. Not everyone's Girsus. Vamru Shira, and those who are Girsus, that means they were saying Shira because they were saved from falling into Gehenim. Amr Rabbi Bachana. Zimna Chad of a Kazlin of Baruch Hu. I'm not walking on the way. Amr Yehud Taya. A certain Arab told me, Tav Achl Rablu Yekarach. I'll show you the place where the ground opened up and the Bnei Karach was swallowed up. Also Chaz was very busy. He saw two cracks in the ground. Dava Karnofi Kitra Menayu. There was smoke coming out of them. Shokol Gavad Amra. He took a bunch of wool. Amshemai soaked it in water. Va'oyseh Reishum Chay. Put it on top of his spear. Va'achl Vei Hasam. And he stuck it into that hole. Ichra got burned. That's how it was. Just by the hole. Omalei, Atis Mashamaz. Well, listen, what do you hear? Veshamas Davik Amri. You heard people saying inside, Hochi, Moshe Vesiros Emes Vein Badom. Moshe and his Torah is Emes, and they are Badom, which means them, the Bekarach, themselves, are liars. And we'll see this happens everywhere. Shchaydish. On top of Omal Beis, it says, Omalei, the Arab told him, called Tloisim Yom Hadu Gehenim, Kibas Techalachas. Every 30 days, they get back, put back into Gehenna, and they get cooked up like a basa chalachas. Army hachi, Moshe v'terase emes v'hem v'adam. This happens every 30 days. Rashi, Rashbam, I think it is, and Bar Basra says, that's Rosh Chodesh. You have a Likudi Rashi on the side, it says, call Tlosh Yemen, it's a Rashbam, call Rosh Chodesh, they get put back into this Gehenim, and they say every Rosh Chodesh, Moshe Shav Torah Sefer, I guess he showed it to him on Rosh Chodesh.